Today's podcast is brought to you by The Grace Curley Show. Listen daily before Howie Show. For station and times, go to gracecurlyshow.com.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for The Howie Carr Show.
Those who truly support President Trump, those that believe they are part of the conservative movement in this country, we do not support those that commit acts of violence.
Live from the Matthews Brothers studios.
What has he done in terms of incitement that Osama bin Laden didn't do?
Each of these people should be shamed, and they're going to go back, you know, to the Olive Garden.
Oh, the breadsticks. Me likey breadsticks. Me likey. You're a big girl now. Stop it.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
Preach. American people don't work for them. Preach. That in order to honor the American people, you have to be straight with them. You have to give them the truth.
Pick up the energy.
Tell them the truth.
Preach.
That's just,
bring the energy.
It's 3:46 in the morning.
Keep that same energy, playboy.
I'm not. You want me to get, keep going.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. Thanks for joining us here this afternoon. Every weekday afternoon, we have a lot planned for you in this hour and all the hours of the show. I'm just looking, apparently CNN is saying that Speaker Pelosi tried to call Vice President Pence this morning to urge him to remove President Trump. I guess that's the 25th Amendment. They're promoting this narrative now that all the cabinet officers, or some of them anyway, are saying, well, we've got to remove him under the 25th Amendment. And by the way, Elaine Chao, who's married to Mitch McConnell, it's a small world in D.C. She's the transportation secretary. He's about to become the Senate minority leader. She resigned from the cabinet today. She made a statement. But anyway, so Pelosi calls Pence. She was kept on hold for 25 minutes before she was told Pence would not take her call. That's pretty funny. God. Can you imagine this? Incidentally, another one that just quit was Stephanie Grisham. She was the communications director for President Trump. I don't think I may be the only reporter she ever talked to. I bumped into her. I was doing a live shot at the I was walking into the studio in West Palm Beach, and she was walking out. She was staying at Mar-a-Lago or the president was at Mar-a-Lago, and she was staying somewhere down here. And I introduced myself to her. She never had a press briefing. And so he got rid of her and replaced her with Kayleigh McEnany, who's been great. And she became the chief of staff for Melania. And now she's quit. And Mick Mulvaney, the former congressman from South Carolina, the former chief of staff, he's got some post as trade advisor or something to Northern Ireland. He quit today and then immediately ran to MSNBC. To announce how shocked and horrified he was by what had been going on. He's easily shocked and horrified, isn't he? 844-500-4242. Let's play the... Matt Gaetz has been pretty good on this. He was last night on the floor of the House talking about the challenges. And... He was also talking about the problems yesterday, the demonstration. Again, we all condemn what happened, but as Gaetz points out, this wasn't like some of the earlier riots in the Summer of Love, as the mayor of Seattle called it, the Summer of Love, with the arson, the looting, the murders. There were no arson, no murders. No looting. There was an unarmed Navy veteran from San Diego shot yesterday by the police. But I don't hear any defund the police chants coming from the left about the shooting of the unarmed Navy veteran. Cut two, please, from Matt Gaetz in
Another
Florida.
Another important point for the country is that this morning, President Trump explicitly called for demonstrations and protests to be peaceful. He was far more, you can moan and groan, but he was far more explicit about his calls for peace than some of the BLM and left-wing rioters were this summer when we saw violence sweep across this nation.
Exactly. Well, here he is. This is more of Matt Gaetz on the floor of the House early this morning, I believe. Cut three. Yes, cut three.
Now, we came here today to debate, to follow regular order, to offer an objection, to follow a process that is expressly contemplated in our Constitution. And for doing that, we got called a bunch of seditious traitors. Now, not since 1985 has a Republican president been sworn in, absent some Democrat effort, to object to the electors. But when we do it, it is the new violation of all norms. And when those things are said, people get angry. Now, I know there are many countries where political violence may be necessary, but America is not one such country. Madam Speaker, it was wrong when people vandalized and defaced your home. It was wrong when thugs went to Senator Hawley's home. And I don't know if the reports are true, but the Washington Times has just reported some pretty compelling evidence from a facial recognition company showing that some of the people who breached the Capitol today were not Trump supporters. They were masquerading as Trump supporters and, in fact, were members of the violent terrorist group Antifa. Now, we should seek to build America up, not tear her down and destroy her. And I am sure glad that at least for one day, I didn't hear my Democrat colleagues calling to defund the police.
Yes. Good point. Good point. Were they shocked that he would make such a scurrilous accusation, or were they shocked that it was probably true what he was saying about Antifa? What bothered them the most? 844-500-4242. 917 says, if you're going to qualify every sentence with "we all condemned what went on," I'm going to kill myself. Look, I'm going to say it once per hour, and I'm going to say it at the top of the hour. So if I get accused of condoning the insurrection by the Trump mob, I could just say, hey, listen to the top of this hour of the podcast, any hour of the podcast.
Howie, and I did the same thing during my show. I said it like 6,000 times, but. And I kept saying, I know that the people listening feel the same way. I'm not telling them as if I'm lecturing them that I don't condone it, even though you might. I don't think any of us condone it, but we have to say it over and over again because that is the standard.
Right. Right. That is the new standard. You know, again, if you're a Democrat, you can say Here is what Joe Scarborough said. Joe Scarborough is no longer even a pretend Republican. But listen to this. I mean, you talk about unhinged here. This is Morning Joe from MSNBC, cut 11.
These insurrectionists were black, they would have been shot in the face. And my God, if these insurrectionists were Muslim, they would have been sniped from the top of buildings.
He's demented. Put your hands out, your arms out, Joe. It'll make it harder for him to throw the net over you. Do you really believe that? And then he just starts swearing. He just starts swearing on cable TV. Cut 10.
So I want to know from the Capitol Hill police, what is it? Is it just white people? Or is it Donald Trump supporters? Why do you scream at people for walking across the street three blocks away from the Capitol? Why are you known as badasses around the Capitol? But then Trump supporters come in and you open the doors for them. You open the doors for them and let them breach the people's house. What is wrong with you?
Who was shot yesterday? Who was shot? A Trump supporter. She was unarmed. She was shot by the Capitol Police. That he's attacked. What, should they have shot more? Joe? What's going on? The Washington Post had a story today. They were saying they called up Michael Brown's mother. Remember him, the gentle giant from Ferguson who was shot by a cop when he tried to grab his gun? He weighed twice as much as the cop. He just committed an unarmed robbery on a immigrant store owner in Ferguson, Missouri. So they called up his mother, the four Washington Post reporters bylines on the story. And she said, well, you know, they didn't use guns on them. But they used a gun on my son, but they didn't use a gun on the protesters. They did. The Washington Post knew it, and they let it go through. They didn't care. Where was the fact checker there? Where's Glenn Kessler? Where's Humpty Dumpty from CNN? Is he going to point out that the Washington Post let something that wasn't true go into the paper? I think it was on the front page, too. 844-500-4242. We're all looking for ways to save money, right? Especially now. So let me ask you this. How'd you like to keep an extra $961 a year in your pocket? That's how much Gabby customers save per year on average on car and home insurance. That's why when I was shopping for insurance, I used Gabby. This is the time of year when we go shopping for insurance. Well, Gabby takes the pain out of shopping for insurance by giving you an apples-to-apples comparison of your current coverage with 40 of the top insurance providers like Progressive, Nationwide, and Travelers. Just link your current insurance account, and in just minutes, you'll be able to see quotes of the exact same coverage you currently have. It's fast and it's easy. I've been with my old car insurance company so long that the guy who sold it to me, it happened when I was living in Somerville. You know how long ago that was? He's been dead for 20 years, my insurance agent. My experience with Gabby made me realize how much I was overpaying. I don't know whose fault it was, probably my own fault. I logged in with my current insurance provider. I got any number of quotes, and I saved hundreds of dollars when Gabby came up with a better plan for me, a cheaper plan, and it was just as much coverage. Gabby customers, on average, saved $961. I bet that'd be nice to have in your pocket every year, especially with energy prices going up now that Biden is getting in. If they can't find you savings like they did for me, they'll at least let you know that you can relax knowing that you have the best rate out there. And they'll never sell your info, so no annoying spam or robocalls. You're probably overpaying on both car and home insurance. See how much Gabby can save you. It's totally free to check, no obligations whatsoever. Go to Gabby.com/Howie. That's Gabi.com/Howie. Gabi.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show. On the radio and on the big screen, twice.
I am big. It's the picture that got small.
Howie Carr is back.
Headline from the Associated Press. Mexico reports new high for COVID infections in one day. Most of them will be soon moving to the United States. They're already moving north. Biden, 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 they're chanting as they approach the bridge in Brownsville, Texas. Take advantage of HelloFresh's New Year sale and get simple recipes and fresh pre-portioned ingredients delivered to your door contact-free. Right now, get 10 free meals, including free shipping, during HelloFresh's New Year sale with code Howie10 at HelloFresh.com. That's code Howie10 at HelloFresh.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will Pence assume the office of the president at any point over the next 2 weeks?
No, he will not.
86% say no.
All right. Now it's time for Hate Mail Monday on a Thursday. We've been tied up with a lot of stuff, and Grace's new show has premiered this week, and check it out. But now we're going to get to it.
Yes, right, we
are. For Howie Carr's Hate Mail Monday. Let the hate flow through you.
So Hate Mail Monday is brought to you by Pantadosi Baking Company, celebrating over 100 years of baking excellence since 1916. Everyone check out Pantadosi Bread. It is the best in the business. Howie, I have a lot of voicemails and a lot of stuff to get to. You tweeted out a card that shows that you are officially vaccinated. And
yes.
The response from people was not positive. One person said, how'd you get that so fast? Did you fill out the form as if you still weighed 300 pounds?
I didn't come here to be made sport of.
Howie looks
like that guy on Twitter.
Howie looks a lot older than 70. Did the card say your age on it?
As a matter of fact, it did, and only a few hundred people commented on my age, as I recall.
Palm Beach.
Wait, you're not 70, are you?
No, I'm not.
No, I didn't think so.
Palm Beach County's number one freeloader. Where will you go when Trump is forced out of Mar-a-Lago? Neighbors despise him too.
You know, people say, why did you get the shot? I'll repeat it what I said yesterday. My doctor, my physician, sent me an email and he said, you can get a free vaccine if you want. Now, Grace, you and I have talked about this many times. What's the best kind of food?
Free food.
What's the best kind of booze?
Free booze.
What's the best kind of a vaccine?
Free vaccine.
Right. So why wouldn't I take advantage of the offer?
Hey, Howie, I'm not hating on you. That's just what everybody's saying. Hey, by the way, Howie, so since I started the new show, The Grace Curley Show, which you guys should check out, and check it out on the website, gracecurlyshow.com, there have been a lot of messages to the store, and I think you'd appreciate this one. This is in all caps. Howie, I have now unsubscribed from your notices. Why? Because I like you and have listened to you for years, many. However, I am not interested in this young girl, conservative though she must be, doing her thing all over your program. I don't want to hear her news. I don't care to listen to her progressive conservativeness. Congrats.
Conservativeness?
Yes. Progressive conservativeness. Congrats on leaving the state.
Are you sure it's not conservative progressiveness?
Then this is my favorite part. Congrats on leaving the state of Massachusetts. Leaving was not a mistake. Hiring the granddaughter of a corrupt politician was. I knew you'd like that one. Thank you, grandpapa.
Don't you know, listener, caller, whatever, writer, Grace is the great-great-granddaughter of Tom Curley, the fellow alderman of James Michael Curley, for whom James Michael Curley took the civil service exam and then went to jail, and it became his slogan forever afterwards. He did it for a friend.
I'm the great-great-great-great-granddaughter of whoever is going to get me into a restaurant faster, or who, you know, if I can jump a line, I will be that person's great-great-granddaughter. Howie, we also have a lot of voicemails. Taylor, dealer's choice. Go ahead and pick one.
That's terrible. There are some hateful ones towards you, so I'm not going to pick those right away.
Well, what the dealer wants, the
all
dealer
right,
gets.
Here's one against Howie. Everybody beats up on Howie.
Yeah, Howie, I thought first responders and important people were supposed to get the vaccine first. How are you getting one?
Care to answer?
Ask my doctor. I think everybody in Florida that's a first responder has been offered the vaccine. Pretty sure about that.
This guy doesn't consider you an important person either, just so you know. You're not
I don't consider
responder.
Myself an important person either. I'm not gonna dispute that part of it.
All right, I'll play one that takes a shot at both of us, Grace.
Okay, go ahead.
You cheap bastard. Will you hire some good guest hosts? Because these knuckleheads you got working internally for you, all they end up doing is talking about themselves. Who cares?
Yeah, who cares?
That was Howie.
Howie, did you listen to either of us filling in?
A little bit here and there.
Okay.
I thought you did it. I thought both of you did good jobs. Very good jobs. And most of the reviews were positive, by the way.
Well, Howie, someone else wrote back from, I'm not going to say who it's from, but she wrote back from her company email, and she wrote back to the store that she does not like me. She thinks it's awful listening to me, but my favorite part was, I don't know what she has over you, Howie. But I don't know why you let her have her own show. As if I'm blackmailing Howie Carr to give me my own show. Another person wrote, Howie, wow, you're bleeping old to your COVID card.
I plead guilty.
This is obscene. My wife and I are both 79 and we still don't have a date. But how the hell did you get it? I used to be a big fan of yours, but no more. You are a despicable person, a lowlife.
Is this guy in the same state as me, or is he in Massachusetts or Maine or New York or some other state?
Howie.
I mean, it varies from state to state. You know, do you understand that some of these states are incapable of doing anything right? Like, for instance, New York and Massachusetts.
Let's play one more message.
Howie, the Grace Curley Show yesterday was horrible. You did a good job, but the format needs work. Caller participation.
Oh, you want to call in? Okay, you got it. That guy's just mad he couldn't call in. That's fine by me. Another person says Howie Carr is a sad excuse for a man.
No, I'm a happy excuse for a man.
Howie,
how does he know if I'm sad or happy?
Howie, that was Hate Mail Monday, brought to you by Piantedosi Baking Company, celebrating over 100 years of baking excellence since 1916.
All right, thank you. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Judicial Watch has done so much of the work that should have been done by Republican investigatory committees in Congress controlled. Now there aren't going to be any more Republican controlled committees in Congress, or that should have been done by newspapers, which newspapers and even some TV networks used to do, but they're not doing it because they don't want to upset the Democratic deep state apple cart. So it's left to Judicial Watch to do basically investigative reporting through filing lawsuits, basically. Joining us now is the head of Judicial Watch, Tom Fitton. Thanks for being with us, Tom, and thanks for your great work for all these years.
I appreciate the good word, Howie. Good to be with you again.
Thanks. So let's talk first about what can President Trump declassify? What can he do in his last 2 weeks in office? Can he get anything done? And where is the DNI report, by the way, on foreign election interference?
Well, you know, those are good questions. I think the likelihood of anything significant being done is not significant at this point because of the political atmosphere in this town. I think, you know, the deep state has been ignoring the president to date, largely on issues of transparency. And I think they'll be emboldened because of the rioting yesterday.
So there's not going to be any declassification of all these documents about the Russian collusion hoax, the Ukrainian hoax, etc.
I don't think there is going to be a massive declassification. No, I mean there may be some more documents that come out that are already in process, but you know, Judicial Watch has been asking for this stuff for years, and we've been getting run around. And you know, we're just going to have to keep on pursuing it. You know, unfortunately for us, you know, the way the Justice Department, the State Department, and the other agencies have been acting, I mean, it was no different from Obama. It just continued under the Trump administration. His appointees didn't care about transparency, more or less. And, you know, things will just continue under Joe Biden. I don't expect the things to get much worse, although I'm sure they will. But, you know, things won't change much for Judicial Watch in terms of our battles for transparency, that's for sure.
Now, what about the Justice Department? He will, of course, replace all of the U.S. attorneys and all of the higher ups in the Justice Department who were appointed by Trump. Is this going to make it harder to prosecute some of these political crimes that have been occurring? For instance, the Hunter Biden laptop investigation. I would assume that's going to go away. But I mean, how could they just deep six it? Is that what they'll do? Are they going to be that direct? Or are they going to let it drag out and say, we can't comment on an ongoing investigation like they do, come to think of it, like they do already?
Well, on the Biden issue, they need a special counsel. You know, there's, you know, under the rules that they cited in appointing the Mueller special counsel, there is strong need for a special counsel to investigate Biden. I don't like special counsels, practically speaking, but, you know, mm-hmm. That's the law of the land, we're being told, right? So, you know, this is the standard, and now Joe Biden needs a special counsel on his corruption
right.
issues involving his family.
But
but on these other issues, we couldn't get the Trump administration to prosecute anyone. I don't know why we're going to expect the Biden administration to prosecute their own.
When Bill Barr resigned, some people said that the reason he was resigning is because he didn't want to appoint a special counsel to look into Hunter Biden. And that this would open the way for his replacement to appoint a special counsel. You don't see any truth to that, to those reports or that speculation?
No, the Justice Department interfered in the Biden investigation this year and last. You know, they suppressed it. They didn't let it go forward for political reasons. And there's no reason to think they're going to do the right thing now. Unless the president directly orders them to do it, and I don't know if he can do that or not at this point.
Yeah, I would certainly love to see a special prosecutor appointed. I mean, I think everybody. And how about a special prosecutor to investigate election fraud?
I'd have a special prosecutor. I'd have four special prosecutors.
Okay, who?
Obamagate.
Yeah. That's Russian collusion.
Hillary Clinton, okay. Still. There's still crimes with Hillary Clinton that need to be prosecuted and audited. Election issues like you highlight, and the Biden.
But Hillary Clinton, how about the statute of limitations there?
Doesn't run until this year.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, the Justice Department, your listeners should know, the Justice Department under Barr was protecting Hillary Clinton. And they right now are in court trying to shut down any ability we have to get information about what went on there. So they've been protecting her. And so, it's been frustrating to us. We've been able to do a lot despite the objection. So, I know people are upset about, the change in administration, politically and otherwise. And the problem is that the justice wasn't done under the Trump administration for reasons we can get into for years and years. We can talk for hours and hours on. And so, things aren't going to change as much as people think in terms of the challenges we have for accountability.
I was thinking of asking you not to depress people off the, before you came on the air, just telling you that. But I mean, what you just said is even in a way is even more depressing than what I thought you might be saying about how bad things were going to get. But you're saying things are so bad already that they can't get much worse.
That's right. I mean, Joe Biden got a pass. He's probably going to continue to get a pass. Hunter Biden may face criminal liability, but that was true for 2 years, and we'll see how that turns out. The Obama gang that was behind the spying on Trump, they're coming back in and getting promotions. So we can expect that. We should be worried about the IRS again, because that was abused under Obama with no accountability for that. So there's a lot of issues to worry about, but, all we can do is what we can do. There are challenges. Judicial Watch knows what to do. I mean, we were able to expose what went on with Clinton. We pressured so much in the way of, the justice, we pressured the Justice Department through our educational efforts that resulted, frankly, in Mueller having to be shut down because it was clearly abusive what he was doing. So a lot of good things come when you have independent civic organizations holding the government accountable to the law. And, our work is now needed more than ever since it'll be virtually, Congress obviously isn't going to hold the Biden administration accountable generally, and the media is in the tank for Biden as well. So we're just going to have to do a lot more heavy lifting, that's for sure. But we're happy to do it.
We're speaking to Tom Fitton from Judicial Watch. Where can people go if they want to get involved with Judicial Watch, read up on your reports, make a contribution, whatever?
They can go to judicialwatch.org, judicialwatch.org. We got dozens of lawsuits, Howie. We've got lawsuits pending to clean up the election rolls in Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Colorado. We just have to keep on, using the law as we're able to under our glorious Constitution to make sure, things are done right.
You talked about the elections and the impeachment. And, President Trump seemed to have pretty good lawyers, ultimately, in the Russia hoax and in the Ukraine hoax. I mean, he swatted aside Mueller eventually, and the Ukrainian mess wasn't as serious. But why didn't he have good lawyers or lawyers who could get the job done before the election to clean up this mess? It looks like the Trump campaign, in spite of spending millions of dollars, got caught flat-footed, whereas Mark Elias and the Perkins Coie people and all the Democrats and Stacey Abrams were just running these feints at these states, these Republican-controlled states, getting them to change the rules. And the Republicans stood by and watched it happen. What happened?
Yeah, I mean, it was better than it was in the past. They did stop a lot of bad things from happening. So for everything that people are complaining about now, it could have been a lot worse. But the left had essentially unlimited resources to pursue these this litigation, hundreds of lawsuits. I think it was nearly 200, and they were able to change the rules. And you know, I'm not talking just about the states at issue. I'm talking about in other states too. I mean, if you would live, if you think you have voter ID in your state, and millions of people are voting by mail, that means you really don't have voter ID in your state for practical purposes, because if you vote by mail, there's no voter ID, I think, in all but two states. So Georgia has voter ID, for instance, if you show up and vote in person, but no voter ID if you vote by mail.
Good Lord.
So how do you like them apples? I mean, that's a national problem. So if there's anything we learn, you know, if there's anything that we can pursue after this, among other things, is the recognition that vote by mail is incompatible with clean and fair elections and elections that people can have confidence in.
What are the odds of getting rid of the fraudulent mail-in voting that we now have in the United States? What are the chances of getting rid of it by 2022 or 2024?
We could get some reforms between now and then. There are many states that are controlled by folks with a conservative outlook who believe in election integrity. But I think we should be working to ensure that our elections are run according to law and the Constitution, have integrity in the sense that people, you know, we know who's voting. We know that the person who's voting is the person who's voting, and that they're eligible to vote. Now, the left opposes that, and I think the left opposes that because they want to be able to steal elections when necessary.
Exactly.
That's what I believe.
Why would you oppose it unless you wanted to steal elections? That's the only reason to oppose it, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, they pretend that asking for someone's ID is voter suppression. It's just absurd. No one really believes that except these hardcore leftists, and their rules are, you know, in Pennsylvania, no voter ID. New Jersey, no voter ID. Illinois, no voter ID. I'm sure there's no voter ID in Massachusetts. California, no voter ID. No. Voter ID is not the law of the land. Far from it. Even when states where there is voter ID, it's pretty weak. You could show up with a utility bill and that counts as voter ID.
I know. I just moved my voting to Florida, and I had to produce a driver's license for the first time I could remember. You know, I've always voted in Massachusetts. What was the problem? You know, you have to produce a voter ID to go on a plane, right?
Yeah, I mean, our voter ID laws are backwards. And, you know, vote by mail, obviously, is incompatible with secure elections, in my view. And, you know, there are menace to free and fair elections.
One last question. Why are Gina Haspel and Christopher Wray still employed?
Oh, I think the president would have fired them all. I just think the lawyers get in the way and tell them you can't do it. There's always political reasons for not doing it, you know. And if you're the president, you're thinking, how many people, you know, what am I supposed to do, fire my cabinet every 3 months?
Yeah.
I would suggest, yes, that they're not doing their job. But, you know, that's easy for me to say, right?
Right, right, exactly. Okay, Tom Fitton,
but
thanks for being with us.
Ray has been a disaster. Ray has been a disaster for sure.
Absolutely. What's your address again, your web address?
Judicialwatch.org, judicialwatch.org. And currently we're on Facebook and YouTube and Twitter and all that. But the Great Suppression, I think, will eventually remove pretty much all major conservative groups.
Well, there are some alternatives in some various, but they're not as mass, obviously. But good luck, Tom, and we'll stay in touch with you, and you've done a great job, and keep doing it. Thank you. Hit refresh on your dinner routine in 2021 with HelloFresh. Right now, you can take advantage of their limited-time New Year's sale and see why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit. Perhaps you're trying to vary your diet a little bit, not go with the same stuff, the same calorie-laden, carbohydrate-laden, not-too-healthy alternatives that you do during the course of the year when you're working through the week. HelloFresh is a way to get simple recipes and fresh new ingredients sourced directly from growers and delivered to your door contact-free. With more than 23 weekly recipes, there's something for everyone to enjoy, including family-friendly, vegetarian, and low-calorie options. So no matter who's stopping by, you can order, and you can order something from HelloFresh that will keep everyone who comes to your house happy with their meals. Say goodbye to never-ending meal planning and prepping. HelloFresh recipe cards are easy to follow with simple steps and pictures. All of us at the Howie Carr Show have used them, and we're all very satisfied. The meals are delicious, and again, it's...
My favorite part, Howie, is that I don't have to go shopping. I hate grocery shopping, and unless there's a picture in front of me of what my wife wants me to get, I get the wrong thing. This takes out all of that because they deliver everything to you.
I used to love grocery shopping, Taylor. Now, not so much. The masks
that's
are
another
just the
reason.
Beginning of it.
Yeah.
Plus, by skipping the grocery store, you could save up to 40% on groceries, cut food waste by 25%, and save time so you have more time to spend with your loved ones. Go to HelloFresh.com and use code Howie10 for 10 free meals across 4 boxes, including free shipping on your first box during HelloFresh's New Year sale. For a limited time only, go to HelloFresh.com and use code Howie10 for 10 free meals. HelloFresh.com. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to The Howie Carr Show. The Howie Carr Show.
Okay, Grace has a new show now. As you know, it's on from noon to 3 on WRKO and from 1 to 3 on the Benny talk stations in New Hampshire. And she's got her own version of Cheap Bastard Deals. It's called Grace's Goodies. And today she's got a good one. There are a few left, not many. These are 3 8-ounce soy wood wick candles from Old New England Soap. We've done them before, and this is a great company. Great company. It's the three kinds are Mountain Orchard, Spring Lilac, and Country Charm. So these are ready. They get you in a spring mood here in the dead of winter. While supplies last, you can purchase this 3-pack of Woodwick soy candles. It's a $28 value from New England Soap for just $14. Go to HowieCarrShow.com, click on store. This is a great deal, and it's a for the guys out there. It's a nice early Valentine's Day present, and you can't get a much better deal than a $28 value for $14. Old New England Soap, 3 candles, 3 8-ounce soy wick wood candles. They have a modified fragrance, doesn't have the chemical responsible for candle headaches. Okay, so there it is, HowieCarrShow.com. Click on store, great deal, $14 for a $28 value from Old New England Soap. Joe, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, Howie, thanks for taking my call. I was in D.C. yesterday, and the whole day, you know, from about 7 o'clock until 1 o'clock, pretty positive atmosphere. You know, I saw a few things I didn't necessarily like that much, but nothing too bad. As we left to go to the Capitol, people were walking around picking up trash, no destruction, no anything bad. And as we walked, it was just basically a stroll to the Capitol. We did not leave a trail of looted, burning buildings and carnage in our wake. When we got to the Capitol, you know, I was about 500 yards away when stuff started happening, bad stuff inside. And, of course, nobody condones that. Nobody wants that to happen, and that shouldn't have happened. But based on the atmosphere, the general atmosphere, you know, I kind of find it hard to believe. It just seems unusual that, and maybe it could have been, I don't know for sure. You know, there are a lot of things flying around. It seems unlikely to me that it would have been started, initiated by the people that I saw at that rally. We saw a lot of people. We talked to a lot of people.
Well, you've seen some of the, I'm sure you've seen some of the stuff on social media, if not the networks. But, I mean, a lot of those, or some of those people anyway, they don't look like Trump supporters, do they? Do you ever see anybody wearing a helmet at a Trump rally before now, Joe?
Well, that I don't know about. There weren't that many people with helmets.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Joe. I'm glad you had a good time. And 844-500-4242. We will be right back. I'm Howie Carr.